Watch the winter wheat, watch the elk. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. A couple of weeks ago, we reported that the Idaho Fish and Game shot 206 elk at night in order to study depredation methods and stop elk from damaging crops. That reminded me of a story I did some time ago where elk were damaging crops, and in so doing, it cost them their lives. Specifically, 250 elk had died in Oregon after gorging themselves on winter wheat. Back then, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife biologist Mark Kirsch had this to say about these elk.
Those animals died over an extended period of time, so the deaths probably started occurring sometime around the first of the year and continued at, I wouldn't say a steady pace. I think there was quite a bit early, and then there was kind of a lull, and then it picked back up at the end.
The young elk died because their digestive systems cannot break it down and absorb it as nutrients. In fact, they died on full stomachs. Elk find winter wheat especially tasty from December through February, when almost all the forage available is hard and cured. Once the elk discover a winter wheat field, they know no better than to gorge on it.
I bring this story back to point out that a lot of elk hunters I know say there are fewer and fewer elk around to hunt, and they blame it on wolves and mountain lions. Maybe, just maybe, not so much. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.